This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. More than 100 people gathered outside Macomb City Hall to demonstrate they back local police. They held signs reading, "We support our local law enforcement and we support Chief Barker," a reference to Macomb Police Chief Kurt Barker. Leslie and John Trone, a married couple from Macomb, believe local police are doing good work.
We're supporting our local law enforcement. And everybody should.
Why do you think that's important?
Because they are... Finish my sentence. Our law enforcement around Macomb is very reliable. And we've been
very
here...
reliable, very fair. They've done a good job with everything they've had to work with, and we support them 100%.
The Trones say they have been married for 60 years. John Trone says they've lived in and around Macomb their entire lives and have never had a problem with the local police. Nearby, Michael Thompson waved a small American flag and held a sign that read, "No one is above the law." He wore a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Thompson does not think police should be defunded, but he does believe some funding could be shifted to social services.
We should stop making the police be social workers. You know, a lot of the calls, police aren't needed. Someone who's understanding of someone with a mental illness or a marital dispute, you know, there's a lot more ways we could be serving the community than sending armed officers to every situation.
Thompson says he wants a more fair and just society. About a half dozen other Black Lives Matter demonstrators stood on the lawn outside City Hall with signs reading, "Black Lives Matter," and "We want safety, justice, compassion, equality for our black community." Meanwhile, inside City Hall, Chief Barker explained to the City Council how police will handle complaints about the department. He says details are outlined in a brochure. Barker says it will be available to the general public to help guide people through the process and explain how the system works. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.